Blade, Closing In, by Tim Bowler. Read by Tim Bruce. Blood sky. Streets dark, houses dark, night dripping down. But the city's awake. She never sleeps. She dozes, but she never sleeps. She sees too much, like you. Don't think I don't know, big eyes. You're like some mad insomniac too nosy for your own good. You pry into what I do, whether I like it or not. Well, I don't like it. Not right now. It was different when I wanted company. Now I got company, plenty, and I don't need any more. But I guess I'm stuck with you gawping at me. Who else is watching, though? That's the question. There's enough people looking for us. The police, the girl gang, all the others. I don't like to think about it. But the past has come back, hooked its claws into me. Life's dangerous again. And I can't just think of myself like I used to. Becky's walking funny. Kind of a shuffle. Can't work out if she's tired or hurt. I know she's scared. She's been choked out since Trixie got killed, and Tammy's lot came for us. She's not a fighting troll like them. She thought she was, but she's not. I can't make her out. It's not that I don't care about her. I do, a bit. I can't crack her. We were getting on good back in the flat, but hit the streets again, she chills up. I don't need that right now. I need her to be strong. But she's turning into a millstone. 16 years old, and it's like she's got no instinct for anything. Not even looking after her kid. I guess that's the real reason why I haven't blasted out of here. If it was just Becky, I'd tell her we'd got a split. But I can't walk out on Jazz, too. I mean, look at her. 3 years old. Been living in a drug den and God knows where else. Got a dronky troll like Becky for a mother.